This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, TV Network's cutthroat pursuit of the next big thing. First, though, in Boston, most of the exterior work on a $24 million mosque is finished. It would be the largest mosque in the Northeast if it ever opens. Negative publicity and several lawsuits have brought all construction to a halt. Charlotte Albright reports from Boston.
This buff-colored mosque was supposed to be a gathering point for Boston's swelling Muslim population. Instead, it's turning out to be a symbol of divisions. Across the street from the mosque site in a cafe, most customers say they can't figure out why construction has stopped. Abigail Forrest says converting to Islam while in prison has helped him lead a more productive life. He thinks a mosque would break down barriers of intolerance.
And I think that in this day and age, that is what is most needed, is that people need to understand the truth of Islam so that they can make an individual judgment call on what it means to be Muslim.
But instead of opening the doors to interfaith dialogue, the mosque has become a bullseye of controversy, especially since 9/11. Before then, the plan by the Islamic Society of Boston didn't attract much public criticism. But in October of 2003, the Boston Herald newspaper began a series of articles alleging links between the ISB and a variety of Islamic extremist groups abroad. A few months later, local Fox TV ran similar stories.
Well, tonight, a Fox Undercover exclusive. We told you about the new mosque going up in Roxbury and the possible ties to terrorism of some of its leaders.
Now new information linking the men behind the Boston Mosque.
Much of the information for these reports came from a pro-Israel advocacy group called the David Project and an allied organization called Citizens for Peace and Tolerance. The lawyer for both groups, Jeffrey Robbins, says members have valid concerns about some of the Islamic Society's leaders and supporters.
You have the troublesome fact that the founder of the ISB has been now convicted on terrorism charges, has been identified by the Treasury Department as a principal funneler of money for Al-Qaeda.
The Society's lawyer, Howard Cooper, acknowledges that one of its founders, Abdurraham Alamoudi, is now in jail for terrorist-related offenses. But Cooper says that man has had no connection to the Society for 20 years. He says other allegations from these community groups and media outlets prompted the Islamic Society to file a defamation lawsuit for spreading false information about two current trustees, Drs. Yusuf Abu Alaban and Osama Kandil. Cooper cites, for example, the Boston Herald's displaying their photographs beside a picture of Osama bin Laden.
This was akin to simply declaring that both of these men somehow were not just terrorists, but that they were affiliated with the grandfather of all terrorist organizations that had spawned Al-Qaeda.
Those trustees deny any such affiliations, but the David Project and Citizens for Peace and Tolerance insist they did not slander anyone. David Project Education Director Anna Kaladner is one of the defendants named in the defamation lawsuit. She says she and her colleagues were deeply offended by what she calls anti-Semitic and anti-American rhetoric linked to some Islamic Society supporters.
Ultimately, I had no choice, I think, but to say I have to raise my hand here and say something. Something has to be said.
As for the media defendants in the suit, both the Boston Herald and Fox TV stand by their stories. Despite the barrage of headlines, the FBI says it has no plans for a formal investigation of the Islamic Society. But the deal is under attack on another front. James Policastro, a citizen of Roxbury, is suing the Islamic Society and the city of Boston for crafting what he claims is a sweetheart deal for the mosque site that violates the constitutional separation between church and state.
Allah.
As they wait out the battle over the Roxbury Mosque, some Muslims attend services in nearby Cambridge. Among the worshippers on this gray afternoon is Salma Kazmi, who now runs the Islamic Society. She says she believes that the ideological conflict would subside if the Roxbury Mosque opens its doors.
I think that until we establish a Muslim community here that can show the American public what we are and what we stand for, I think that these things aren't going to go away. It's part of what we have to force our way through to kind of get to the other side.
If the Islamic Society wins its defamation case, it could collect enough damages to finish the mosque. But at this point, no one is willing to predict what will happen to the empty, expensive monument rising from the middle of Roxbury. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in Boston.